Connect. Can I help you?
Hi, my name is Kiara. I was giving you a call back from customer service that was requested. How can I help you today?
Customer service for Modern Life Trend?
It was probably something that you ordered offline. In order for me to locate the order, can you tell me your zip code?
84404.
8447. Say that again.
04.
Okay, 84404. Thank you. And may I have your first and last name?
My first name is Nicholas. My last name is Solomon. Nicholas without an H. And
Nicholas Solomon. A-L. Okay, you keep going in and out. It's like your voice will get very low.
Hold on. I know. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. So that's Nicholas Solomon?
Correct.
Thank you. And also, could you tell me your street address and your city and state?
809 Avalon Hills Drive, Ogden, Utah.
Thank you. I see you have, you ordered the two of the Cosmet Scopes and one Cosmet Scope case. And this was ordered on the 9th of February. Have you received your product yet, sir?
I have not received anything yet.
Okay, it was ordered on the 9th. Today is the 13th. The knife was on a few days ago. Okay, well, so that was Tuesday.
My question is, I went to the Modern Life Trends Live, the app or the website,
mm-hmm.
and there's only four products on here, and it says contact customer service. That's why I contacted you guys about this, and that's all I have. I don't even see any of the products that you're claiming that I ordered. I did order a telescope and a case for it. Did you say that there was two of them ordered plus the case?
Yes, it seems like two Cosmet Scopes. All right. Right, it does say two. So one of them you're going to receive a discount for. So
is that the $24 one?
Yes.
I was about to cancel my card over this.
Yes, that's the one that was $24.99. And then the other order, it was a cosmetic scope with the case, and that was $69.97.
Oh, that, so when I see it mm-hmm. on my account, it's like two different orders. And that's mm-hmm. why I was like, what? I don't understand. I don't recognize this. You know, I was like, this is not something. Somebody's messing with my bank account.
Yes, sir.
All right. So do we have a due date when they're supposed to be here? I mean, is there?
They are. Right now, it's still being processed and is in processing status. And they haven't been shipped yet, and they haven't sent us a tracking number yet. So hopefully by tomorrow or the day after, we can get it in the mail. And once we got it in the mail, it should take at least 4 days.
So then how do I know where they're at in the process? Is there a tracking number that I'm going to get from you guys email-wise? Or?
Well, we can provide you with the tracking number once we have it on our side. You would have to call back and get it from an agent. But right now, they haven't provided us with one yet either.
I see, said the cat. Okay. All right, then I guess I should just be patient, right?
Things in the mail have been taking a little longer than usual. I would think they would have been caught up by now, but I guess it's a certain process and procedures they have to go about with processing. And then we use in U.S. The U.S. Postal Service, so standardly it usually take about 4 days, but things have been kind of slow, but we're going to try to get it to you at least by Wednesday. I would say check back with us on Tuesday at least, or Monday, to see if we shipped it out yet.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan. Hopefully
right.
If I'm not happy with the product, the way it's announced, the way it demonstrated, I thought it was kind of unbelievable actually, but,
right.
The return policy on that is the 5 days. Does it say that?
Let me take a look at the return policy. Return policy, you would need to, you know, contact us first. And there is a 10% restocking fee. Our return policy lasts for 30 days, and it can take effect from the time you receive your purchase. If more than 30 days have gone by since the delivery of your purchase, unfortunately, we can offer you a return, a refund.
So if the product is not what it says it is on the website or the way they demonstrate it, and I send it back because it doesn't perform the way it did, right. You guys still charge me 10%? They charge you 10%?
Right. They're going to charge that restocking fee, that 10% restocking fee. They're going to take it out of the charge before they actually process the full refund. So you'll get a partial refund minus 10%.
Well, that's not cool. I should read the fine details next time. I didn't see that 10% restocking fee there, so that's why I'm saying that. Okay.
Yes,
all right, sir. I will do my very best to be patient until they get here. Thank you very much for your customer service. I appreciate you calling me back so quickly.
You're welcome, sir. Anytime. Well, it's my pleasure to go over your order and provide you with that information. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, could you please stay safe during this pandemic and not get sick on me?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can do that.
That's what I would like you to do. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great night. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.